And good morning. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as we find ourselves here on this Monday morning, joined in studio by Dr. Michael Sauter from CRMC, new physician and family practice. As Michael, thanks so much for coming in on the Monday.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, as we sit down with CRMC, usually about once a month, and today it is Dr. Michael Sauter is coming in. And before we kind of get down to it, so he's been with CRMC, I believe you said you've been taking patients for about 3 weeks now?
That's right.
About 3 weeks now, but you have been in the medical practice, medical field for quite some time. So
over 25 years.
Yeah, we'll dig into that here a little bit. So real quick, though, Michael, you are a Tulsa-born, but a military kind of bounced around kid, so let's just dive into that for our listeners right now. Tulsa-born, but at the same time, you bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, my father was in the Army, was born in Tulsa. We lived in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, for over 5 years. We were lucky enough to move to Hawaii for 3 years. My dad moved us back to Fort Leonard Wood through Tulsa, and we went all the way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And my father retired after 20 years in the Army and brought the family back to Tulsa.
Certainly. Now, with that, you know, bouncing all around, you can kind of change inspiration sometimes, change a scenery, change it whichever. But, you mean, 25 years, it says you've been in this field. It kind of sounds like you've wanted to be a doctor for quite a long time. And kind of where did that inspiration come from and where did you start?
Actually, I went to school to become a school teacher.
Okay.
I was going to teach math and coach football. That's what I thought I was going to do. And I had a roommate who was pre-med in college and was just talking with him about options and started going to some pre-med club meetings at Northeastern State where I did my undergraduate degree and got really interested in becoming a physician. No one in my family had ever been a physician, but it sounded like a very challenging opportunity and something I would enjoy doing.
Now, with that, you said you took some of those classes there at Northeastern State. Where is your medical background? Where did you finish your degree with?
I went to Oklahoma State University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Tulsa. Did my degree there, and then I went to Wichita, Kansas, and did my internship and 2 more years of family practice residency, and then worked in Wichita for several years before I moved back to Oklahoma.
Great stuff. Now, in along with that, there's some years within that. Did any, and again, this isn't a knockoff if you don't, but again, sometimes you gain some special training. Is there anything out there that the listeners might be able to come to you and ask specific questions towards something? I mean, obviously, in family practice and such, you kind of have a specialty with that, but anything that you can just nail right on the top of the head with questions for your couple decades of experience?
Right. Well, the one thing I really enjoy about family practice, I get to see a little bit of everything. I get to see the kids, the parents, and the old people, too. Senior adults can be a lot of fun, and they can be very challenging. In family practice, predominantly, we see a lot of hypertension problems, people with high blood pressure. We see a lot of people with diabetes and the challenge of diabetes, trying to get that lifestyle change and those medications to keep them healthy and doing what they want to do.
Yep.
And so we end up doing a lot of that, and I enjoy that challenge.
Yeah. So, again, before you hit come on down here, we mentioned you worked up in Wichita. Was it similar? Were you kind of in the same family practice, or was it just kind of your first intro into that, and then kind of mastered it? And man, I really want to stick with this, or is this has this kind of always been your route?
I always wanted to do family practice. Did family practice in Wichita. Worked for a health system there, which is no longer. In Wichita, Riverside Health Systems. Moved to Oklahoma to be closer to family. I had some family issues and some illness problems and wanted to be closer to home. So that's how I moved back to Oklahoma. Always done family practice, always had similar practice. Worked for big companies and hospital systems, and I've also been on my own practice. That's what I did in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Now I'm working for CRMC, and it's turned out to be a really good fit so far.
Yeah, you got to love it. Working in family medicine, you also kind of seem like you're family-oriented, moving back in terms of health. Not only that, but you're from Tulsa. I believe you said the other half is from Nowata as well, so northeastern Oklahoma, kind of in the blood as well. Obviously, you don't want to leave too far away, but what was the reasoning of coming to Coffeyville? I know you're in Wichita. You kind of had a taste of Kansas. I know northeastern Oklahoma, but what really spoke to you about Coffeyville and CRMC specifically?
Well, my wife and I had been discussing where I was currently working before and had talked about feeling a need to change. and we had prayed about it and kind of let the Lord lead us where he wanted us to go. And we've been successful in doing that in the past, and God's never let us down that way. And one of the first opportunities that presented itself was Coffeyville. And the more we looked into it, the more we prayed about it, the better we felt about it. And the people at Coffeyville have been very receptive. They've been very warm and welcoming me up here and my family, and just really enjoying it.
Yeah. And again, I've sat down with a few members of CRMC, and again, it all comes down to, and as well, how long? I mean, again, you've been taking patients for about 3 weeks now, but I'm sure you've been with the hospital for a little bit longer than that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and within that, you can tell just the people that are working there, it's a different level. That's really the first thing that I always hear, is that whether it's the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, the in between, whatever it may be. Really, everyone is there for the better of the patient, and it's just a great experience from the people, really.
It is. It's a team concept to take care of patients and make sure that they're given the very best care they can receive so that they can be healthy, like I said, and maintain their lifestyle and do the things they want to do.
Yeah. And again, I hear also great things about, regardless if it's a town under 15,000, we've got great pieces of technology within the building. We've got great advances in the medical field. Now, I kind of wanted to maybe not necessarily get a sneak preview, but at the same time, from the family medicine side of things, what are some advantages that you guys have? Maybe some tests that you guys could run that you wouldn't normally be able to run. And again, it's a small town, but at the same time, it acts like a big city hospital.
Yeah, there's a lot of things here that people can take advantage of, whether it's in the radiology department with CTs, MRIs, some of the more specific things that they do there. We have a very good oncologist that comes to town once a week, Dr. Gundepe. I've known him since he was in, I guess he still is in Ponca City. Dr. Murley that comes up from Bartlesville, who's a cardiologist, a very, very good group there, very professional people that do their best for their patients, which is something that I'm always looking for when I'm sitting my patients to see someone. I want to make sure they're getting the best care they can get.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with that, you know, we've got availability. What's probably the easiest way? And you had mentioned, you know, you could be a child, you could be someone maybe my age, fresh out of college, or you could be someone up over 50 years of age, whatever it may be. What would be the best way? I know, contact the CRMC, but looking out for Dr. Sauter, is that probably the easiest way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call the hospital, either the main hospital operator or the clinic operator. Request an appointment, and we'll get you in just as quick as we can. There's not a whole lot of waiting as far as time-wise in the clinic right now, and we'd be glad to get anybody in and see them at any time and give them the very best care we can.
Great stuff. Yeah, the very best care. So, again, we kind of focus CRMC on a broad term here. Obviously, the family medicine side is a little bit more specific, and I think that's one thing that we could probably focus on here is we'll just start broad and such. Really, what is family medicine? Is it as simple as it sounds, or do you guys kind of hit many different areas within that as well?
Family medicine is very broad. you have to know a lot about a lot of stuff, and it's challenging at times. Whether it's a small infant just being born, or someone who's 99 or 100 years old, everybody has issues and things that they want to get taken care of. I think the best thing about being a good family practice doctor for me is to know my limitations and to know when I need to send someone to someone smarter or better than me. And most family practice physicians are that way. We can't be specialized in something and just only see that one thing. We have to have a broad general knowledge in medicine. We have to keep up to date, which we always do. And through CME and or continuing medical education, and to stay relevant and to stay current for all of our patients. It's challenging, but I like the challenge. I like taking care of patients and giving them the very best care they can get.
Yeah, well, and you make a good point as well, because earlier I had mentioned some specialties, and I guess I didn't really realize it. You're right. You know, you can't sit there and say I've spent an experience or month of time in the NICU or something with a child, or an infant amount of time with someone over 80, because I've had to do 80 and 65 and 60 and 25 and whichever,
right.
And it's all over. So you make a very good point with that. It's and I didn't mean to make it seem it was as easy as it sounds, family medicine. But at the same time, you know, within family medicine or family practice, you think, oh, it's just the people within my family. But you're right, it's broad. It could be someone under five. The age is much different with that. So now with that, is there anything new or kind of highlights or big news coming out of family medicine or out of CRMC that our listeners would definitely be interested to maybe hear?
Nothing that I can give you right now other than, you know, we're moving into the fall and winter, and flu season is coming. We're trying to encourage everybody to get in and get their flu shots and be ready for that. Don't wait until you're sick to come see us. That preventive health is very important, and we would like to see people come in and get that preventive maintenance taken care of. We want our seniors and people with respiratory issues to get in and get their pneumonia shots to make sure things are up to date and make sure they stay as healthy as they can as we move into the winter. As we just got through with Thanksgiving, as we move towards Christmas, we all want to be healthy and happy and available to our families. So I would encourage people to come in and get that preventative stuff out of the way.
Yep. Yeah. Now, with that, I think it's a good tangent to kind of go off of, because I saw a great post the other day, whatever it may be, because it said the Center for Disease Control says romaine lettuce is off guard, so everybody becomes conspirators against romaine lettuce. But, CDC tells you to go get a flu shot. And everybody kind of puts their hands up and says, whoa, you know. So really, from a doctor's point of view, I mean, do you find frustration in that? Or kind of what is your viewpoint on it? Because, I mean, you can see the benefits of it truly having when you take the vaccine.
Yes. It's one of the very complicating things in my practice recently is just the Internet. All this information that people can get on the Internet, whether it's good news or bad news, sometimes we have to kind of jockey that and educate our patients a little bit more about some of the things that they're seeing and reading on the Internet. There is certainly a healthy debate sometimes with patients regarding immunizations, whether they need to have certain things done. When it finally comes down to it, it's always the patient's decision is the ultimate decision. We respect our patients and their beliefs and what they want to do with their lives. In general, especially with flu vaccine, I think we see that there's far less flu in our cities and in our communities when the majority of us do get that flu vaccine and get it taken care of.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie, and it's there. And again, probably for me, of course, I kind of have my thoughts about it. But what are those things that people come at you and their biggest concerns? You know, whether it's with their child or with themselves. They're going to come at you with some questions about where, you know, what is actually in this shot. What is that? What's probably that main question, you know, question that is asked?
Well, one of the big questions you get with the flu vaccine certainly is, will I get the flu? And the answer is no. You cannot get the flu from the flu shot. Unfortunately, many people are exposed to flu, and when flu is moving through the community, that's when they start thinking about going and getting their shot. And if you're exposed to flu before you get the shot, you still may develop signs and symptoms of the flu. There are certainly some people that have a very slight immune response to a flu vaccine. They get a little low-grade temperature, they get a little bit of a body ache, but researches show that there is no way for you to get active flu from a flu shot.
Yeah, and I think that is that was the main misconception that I had in my head as well. You know, that the flu virus is within the shot, so you're going to get it. You know, or
absolutely,
whatever it may be. Now, with that, is the trace of the flu actually in the shot? You know,
there is no live flu virus particles in the flu vaccine. So, like I say, there's no chance of getting the flu from a flu shot.
There you go. You heard it from the doctor himself. Again, it's an easy way. It's easy preventative. Now, with that, that's also the big thing is it's preventative. It shouldn't be, oh, the town's getting the flu all of a sudden. I should have taken care of that a month ago.
Right. And the earlier you get in, generally I tell my patients between Halloween and Thanksgiving is probably the best time to get your flu shot to get ready for that peak in flu season, which is generally towards the end of December, 1st of January. At any time, it's good to come in and get a flu shot. But your peak time is generally between that October into November time period.
Yeah. And again, speaking with Dr. Michael Sauter this morning here from CRMC, a new physician with the family practice branch over there from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Now, with that, it's got to be pretty easy to come by and get a flu shot from you guys or the pneumonia shot, whatever it may be. What's the easiest way? Just come in and maybe and ask around, or do you have to call in and schedule?
Just call the clinic and tell them you want to come in for a flu shot, and they'll schedule to come in and get that taken care of.
And get it taken care of. Good stuff. And again, just get with Dr. Michael Sauter, as he is officially taking patients. Well, again, we're just about to the bottom half of the hour here. So, Michael, before we lose you, as again, we really appreciate you coming in here on this Monday morning. But before we lose you, any final notes, final things out of Family Practice Branch, or final things that you wanted to get out to the listeners?
I just want to thank everybody for being so welcoming here in Coffeeville. And I'm really enjoying practicing here in town. I hope everybody has a great fall and a great winter, and enjoy a Merry Christmas. And anything I can do to help anyone, just please don't hesitate to call us and get in and see me.
Yep, that's Dr. Michael Sauter again, a physician with Family Practice over there from CRMC. Dr. Sauter, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.